On Friday, another Oklahoma court case made its way into the national spotlight. The 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals decision to uphold a lower court's ruling, striking down Oklahoma's law defining marriage as a union between one man and one woman. With the ruling in Bishop v. Smith and an earlier decision on a similar Utah law, the 10th Circuit added to a growing number of federal court rulings against such laws. Much of the court's main opinion discussed arguments made by Tulsa County Court Clerk Sally Howe Smith, who contended that children have an interest in being raised by their biological parents. The court responded to that argument with the following. Oklahoma's ban on same-sex marriage sweeps too broadly, in that it denies a fundamental right to all same-sex couples who seek to marry or to have their marriages recognized, regardless of their child-rearing ambitions. Noting that some opposite-sex couples choose not to have children, and that many children are raised by individuals other than their biological parents for many reasons, the court added, Oklahoma has barred all same-sex couples, regardless of whether they will adopt, bear, or otherwise raise children, from the benefits of marriage, while allowing all opposite-sex couples, regardless of their child-rearing decisions, to marry. The court said that none of Smith's arguments, quote, persuade us to veer from our core holding that states may not, consistent with the United States Constitution, prohibit same-sex marriages. Smith, whose office issues marriage licenses, is represented by attorneys with the Alliance Defending Freedom, an organization self-described as a unique legal ministry that advocates for the right of people to freely live out their faith. As of Friday afternoon, attorneys for the group were mulling over their options. They have two main alternatives: seeking a hearing before the full 10th Circuit, or asking the U.S. Supreme Court to hear the case during its next term, which begins in early October. The fact that the 10th Circuit panel stayed the effect of its ruling until such a petition is filed with the nation's highest court has not stopped advocates for same-sex marriage and their attorneys from celebrating the decision. In a joint statement, Mary Bishop and Sharon Baldwin said they are gratified that the appeals court affirmed a lower court ruling, quote, that all people are equal under the law. We are so grateful that the 10th Circuit understands what more and more people across this country are beginning to realize, that gay and lesbian people are citizens who should enjoy the same rights as straight people under the law. A couple for 15 years or so, Bishop and Baldwin have chosen not to marry until they can do so in their home state of Oklahoma. Their attorney, Don Holliday, said the 10th Circuit's ruling extends a fundamental right to gays and lesbians, the right to marry. Attorney Joseph Tye assisted with the case on the appellate level. A constitutional law scholar, Tye said that since the U.S. Supreme Court's Windsor decision that struck down part of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, more than 20 federal courts have issued rulings on the side of expanding marriage equality, which he said is on the right side of history. The writing's on the wall, Tye said. I'm Marie Price with the Journal Record Legislative Report.